Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. A Lincoln Park restaurant has closed after the city yanked its license amid a battle between the owner, neighbors, and officials over whether it was a nightclub or an eatery. The owner is Rashad Bailey. He opened Dinner and a Movie in the 2500 block of North Ashland Avenue. And Rashad, you have been so vocal on so many different levels about what has happened. Now, I know sometimes your language has been colorful, so, you know, you're on the radio. Keep it to a minimum, okay?
You got no F-bombs. I got you.
Yeah, no F-bombs. So, the week you opened up, did you tell me or did I read? Yeah, we haven't spoke before. Did I read the week you opened up, you felt like people were coming in to shake you down a little bit?
It was the first day. It was like an episode of The Sopranos. And Tony Soprano himself pulls up and says, I don't know who you are. I didn't approve this. And he pulled up with about 10 officers. My campaign, you know, because it's all about strategic marketing unless you're going to get a promoter or some marketing firm to help promote your business. So I came up with the high school reunion. I said, well, everyone was pretty much stuck in the house because of coronavirus, and now everybody's free to move around. So let's bring people together in different groups together with a series of high school reunions. So I targeted 45 different schools. I mean, I did a really good job with the alumni base. So the first day was for Lincoln Park High School reunion. Pick some guys to play basketball. I mean, we had a packed house. And he pulls up, Commander Papa Pusky, or whatever his name is. And he pulls up, and he has about 10 guys with him. Just him, he's the only white shirt, the rest blue shirts. And he just said, well, what is this? A club. I didn't approve this. How did you get here? You know, and I said, well, hello to you too. I'm not really sure how to answer that. I mean, I don't know. I got all my licenses and stuff. He said, yeah, well, we got to call disturbance in the neighborhood. You know, the building's soundproof. So, you know, there was a lady upstairs named Grace. The building may be soundproof from the outside, but it's not, there's no, the subfloor is not soundproof going upstairs.
Right. Okay,
and she moved in. You know,
Rashid, I just wanted to point out that you said that something happened on day one, and your business was open for how long? Like, you've been open for what, a year and a half? Or
day one it happened, and by day seven, undercover officers were in, and yes, we were open for about 16 months, and I was in court for 14 months.
14 months, you were in and out of court, and they eventually closed you down. And yeah. What was the reasoning for closing down Dinner and a Movie?
Well, they said that I didn't take enough reasonable steps. And, you know, that whole thing is, it's just nerve-wracking. So just to start with you, the first thing was the liquor. They said that my liquor sales were, in proportion to my food sales, were too high. But they said it was from my first 2 months of being open. But it doesn't specify where your numbers need to be. It just says incidental. So if you and your girls come out and you guys sit out and eat and you get dinner and you all get like two or three margaritas, of course your margaritas, like, it's going to add up to be more than what your dinner is, unless I'm selling sirloin steaks. What's
right.
The chicken and waffles? It's a night brunch. And so they say, well, it's not incidental then. And I'm just like, well, it is. They came for their dinner and then they drank. But it doesn't specify where the numbers needed to be. And so
how much did you have to spend in legal fees trying to keep this place open?
A good $70,000.
I bet. And eventually they close you down. You're accusing them of racism, and you're just done with the entire city. Are you not going to open back up?
Well, BACP is the mob. And, you know, when you got the police pushing them, sending undercover agents to build cases off of nothing in the beginning. I mean, you don't have five undercover agents inside a restaurant within 7 days of it being open. Like, yo, we sell waffles and Casamigos. We got drugs. Like, what are we doing here? With no incidents, by the way. I had an incident 45 days later. you know, because of failed emergency services. So.
And you've been very vocal, not only about the way you were treated, about the way the city is run overall. That's what's captured.
Yes, you have a, you know, and I mean, what are they going to do to me? I'm a regular person. Like, there's no reason for me to try and, you know, make it sound good if it's not good. You got a black woman leading Chicago that's not from Chicago. And we have a problem in Chicago, in our black community, and you don't speak the language. And you haven't walked this life. You haven't been on the CTA. You know, you haven't been out there in the cold shoveling snow and it's cutting your face. You know nothing about the taste of Chicago, the old taste. You know, it's just, you know, the music, all these different things that you would think you're going to be a representation of the black community, right? But you're really not. And so, or you at least have some good people on your team that can direct you. Then we got a police guy, the superintendent. Where's he from? Dallas? Come on. Chicago crime? Dallas guy? What are we doing here? Nothing. We're chasing our tail.
So you feel like you're representing the black community and that the black community has, the mayor, the superintendent, all those people, Kim Fox, have turned their back on the black community.
Well, I'm not going to speak on Kim Fox. I don't know a lot about the legal system. What I'll tell you is this. We have problems here, and irregular black people are sick of it because you kind of like, it's like, well, you think everybody's black, so everyone's the same. Not at all. You got some black people that walk on the sidewalk, and you got some that walk in the street. It's like, yo, why? It's two completely different walks of life. Only thing the same is our skin. And, you know, the crazies are just as much a problem to us as everyone else. You know, hence we have the looting situation. You keep ignoring the black community, taking their community centers away, taking all their resources, the neighborhood sports, after school matters. You keep shaking it. What do you think is going to happen? A time ticking bomb. And all of a sudden now they're downtown and it's a problem and this and that. But you took the nurture aspect of their life away with these resources. Privileged white people can send their children anywhere that's private because they can afford it. But if you take the community center away from the community, what do you have? You just got a hood. It's not even a neighborhood anymore.
It sounds to me like, Rashid, that maybe you shouldn't be in the restaurant business anyways. Maybe you should be running for office or doing something because you're pretty passionate about this and about what is happening politically in the city.
Well, it's dangerous. I'm okay with the I'm 32, so I've lived it. You know, I've went to Simeon. I've went to Mount Carmel. I know about character. I know the difference between what the even the CPS. CPS is a joke. They owe us money for the way they are, like, teaching our children. We got everybody on a 10-year, your job's protected, and what are you producing? At Mount Carmel, no one's protected. You know what protects you? Results. A good education. How are your kids performing? There's no union for that. We'll bounce you out so quick and get someone else in. Well, because we're paying $1,100, $1,200 a month for kids to go there. No, it shouldn't be any different. Why is education at Lincoln Park different than education at Bogan? Let's talk about it. Don't talk about the books. We got old textbooks in Catholic schools, so the books are not the issue. What is going on?
Yeah, you know? there is a lot going on, and I know you've got a lot to say, and I wish I could give you a whole show say it. But I really appreciate you joining us. I've read every article that's covered you, and boy, you've got a lot to say, and I hope you do something about it. I really do. I hope that you're motivated to, you know, try and affect change within the community and specifically your community.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen, to be honest with you. It's a system of corruption. You know, the principals that control CPS, they can't change things. And they're cool with the way everything is flowing and how their checks are coming in. And so Mr. Clark is not warned, if you don't know about Lean On Me. We're not shaking up the system like that. So, you know, it's a bad day in Chicago. I would tell you, if you don't have money and means, don't be poor and be black in Chicago. It's not a good place to be. Go get you an apartment in Oakland or something.
Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. If you want to read more about what Rashid Bailey has to say, there are several different publications that have had in-depth interviews with him, and it'll be interesting to see where he takes this. Coming up next, if you're on LinkedIn, we're going to tell you what you need to watch out for there. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary.